Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Investigators are swarming Jeffrey Epstein's notorious New Mexico ranch. After an email in the Epstein files claims two foreign girls were strangled to death during rough fetish sex.
This is crazy shit. All right, everybody, we have some breaking news. As the push for the Epstein Files Transparency Act Part 2 is in full swing from Thomas Massie and Ro Khanna, we now have a hack that happened on the GOP midterm convention. Trump is desperately holding this midterm convention in just a few days in Dallas in order to try to push some of his, you know, swing state candidates over the finish line. Trump has it in his head that if he ties himself closer and closer to these candidates, then his MAGA base will come out because they'll associate these candidates with him. But I actually believe it's going to have an inverse effect. The more these candidates tie themselves to Donald Trump when they are in swing states and when they are in really tight positions in the race, the worse they are going to do. I mean, this midterm election is a referendum on Donald Trump. It's an election on covering up for pedophiles, as I'll show you. It's an election on Donald Trump's tariffs, which have jacked up costs, Donald Trump's war, which has no end in sight, and the insanely, insanely absurd policy on the Epstein files, which brings me to this. Breaking news. The website for the Republican convention in Dallas keeps redirecting to the DOJ's page for the Epstein files. Let me play for you this clip where when you click on it, when you click on the RNC website, it takes you directly to the Epstein Library. That is the GOP midterm convention website. I tried it on my phone. It's the exact same thing. I actually learned of this story not through the news or social media, but because my dad sent me the link and said, click on this. And I clicked on the Dallas midterm convention link, and it brought me to the Epstein Library. This comes at a time when the Epstein Files Transparency Act Part 2 is being pushed, and it is very, very important. The reports are, the House GOP is scrambling for messaging guidance amid controversy over canceling remaining congressional sessions to avoid a vote on additional Epstein files release. Republicans decided to cancel the final 2 weeks of voting in Congress this month because Thomas Massie was going to force them to vote on the Epstein Files Transparency Act. If they vote yes and it passes, it exposes Donald Trump. If they vote no, it exposes them for covering up for pedophiles. The Epstein Files Transparency Act Part 2 forces the Department of Justice to coordinate with state attorney generals to give them all the information necessary to conduct their investigations. The reason why this is so important is because in New Mexico, Jeffrey Epstein's fourth property, Zorro Ranch, has been under-investigated. I swear this is not a conspiracy theory. This is not some weird internet thing. The New Mexico Attorney General, the state of Mexico, New Mexico, sued the Department of Justice and Todd Blanche because they blocked the Epstein probe into Epstein's ranch. This is reported by all the mainstream media. There is a lawsuit about this. New Mexico's Attorney General sued the U.S. Justice Department on Wednesday, accusing it of blocking the state from investigating sex crimes at Jeffrey Epstein's sprawling ranch near Santa Fe. It's called Zorro Ranch. We'll get there in just one moment, but let me read this. The House GOP is scrambling for messaging guidance. We're not going to stop pressing this story. We're not going to stop pushing this. If you appreciate what we do on the Adam Ockler feed, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the feed with post notifications on. It means the world when you guys are here supporting the videos. It says, good afternoon. Some of your members are asking for messaging guidance in response to today's announcement that the House is canceling for the final 2 weeks of September. This is an internal message from the GOP. I recommend you use some version of this. The 119th Congress has built the foundation for success for this country. We've passed nearly 900 pieces of legislation, the second most in U.S. history. We've delivered the largest tax cut for working-class families in American history. We cut $1.1 trillion. We rolled back this. This has been the most aggressive, successful, productive House, blah, blah, blah. They canceled 2 weeks because they don't want to vote on the Epstein files. That says what needs to be said. Also, this is a lie. The big, beautiful bill that Congress passed, basically the only landmark piece of legislation Trump got through, increased the deficit, increased the debt, cut taxes for the richest of the rich, and then put temporary tax cuts in for working class Americans that expire in December of 2028, right after the election takes place. It is despicable, and Thomas Massey quote tweeted it with a melting face, saying, like, you know, he won. He basically won. A couple days ago, Mike Johnson was mocking this idea as stupid. He was saying the idea that they would ever cancel it is stupid. They're going to work every single day. And then the Epstein Files Transparency Act Part 2 came into play. Watch.
Mr. Speaker, Thomas Massey, is now alleging that you are going to hold the House in recess until after the midterm elections due to the Epstein Files Transparency Act 2.
So let me tell you how stupid Thomas Massey's comment is. If he would come to our House Republican conference meetings, as we had this morning, he would have heard me say privately, as I've said publicly, Republicans are here to work. We have a schedule, a calendar that's been out for a year. We are abiding by that calendar. We are going to work all the way through September and every day that's on the calendar, so long as people like him don't stop the progress. So that is a nonsensical statement by someone.
Dude, he called it nonsensical. He called it stupid.
Who is not participating as a full.
He even said he's going to work every single day through the rest of September. And they canceled the final 2 weeks. This is beyond absurd. I want to point out that J.D. Vance then did a press conference saying that he had a commitment to transparency, that they are going to be transparent and accessible for the American people. So Thomas Massey doubles down, you know, declaring all-out war on the Epstein class and says, here's what commitment the transparency looks like. Release the other 3 million Epstein files, give the survivors their own 302 forms, cooperate with the Attorney General of New Mexico on the Zorro Ranch prosecutions, and remove the illegal redactions, convict the co-conspirators. Zorro Ranch is real and needs to be investigated. I hate Jesse Waters. I would never cite this guy for anything, but even he has dedicated a decent amount of time of his show to covering this, and then acting like Trump has nothing to do with this. Watch.
Investigators are swarming Jeffrey Epstein's notorious New Mexico ranch after an email in the Epstein files claims two foreign girls were strangled to death during rough fetish sex. And Epstein ordered the bodies to be buried on the ranch. Like a lot of things in the Epstein files, that report is unconfirmed. But authorities are now searching the property, thousands of acres. The ranch has been a dark mystery for years, and people are finally talking. A New Mexico state rep told the Daily Mail this, quote, "We have people coming forward saying they were drugged, had sex organs and sperm harvested from their bodies, and woke up around medical equipment, not knowing where they were or what happened to them."
This is crazy shit. And the DOJ was refusing an investigation into that. I want to point out, most of right-wing media isn't covering that. When I look at this article, New Mexico opens probe into bodies allegedly buried at Epstein Ranch. On Ground News, you can actually see the breakdown of who's covering this. It's a lot of left-wing sources, 25%, a lot of center sources, 59%, and the minority are right-wing sources covering this. This is why I like Ground News, and it comes in handy with my research. It's an incredible platform for sorting through different sources, finding out which ones are credible, finding out the bias distribution, and seeing which news sources have a deep bias one way or another. My personal favorite feature is the blind spot page, which highlights stories with minimal coverage from one side of the spectrum. For example, Trump to use $400 million Qatari jet, despite security concerns. This has low coverage from right-wing sources. I mean, left-wing sources are covering this the most. Then center, then again, minority right-wing sources. How about this one? Carney pushes back on Trump administration claims about collapse of trade talks because the Trump admin basically nuked the trade talks and started a trade war. Only left-wing sources are covering this. That's why you should check out Ground News. Go to ground.news/AM and you can get 40% off the Vantage plan, which is the one I use. Again, go to ground.news/AM, scan the QR code, click the link below, and let's go back to the video. I want to show you the moment that James Comer accidentally admits that Donald Trump stopped the investigation into Zorro Ranch. Comer says, the federal government asked New Mexico to stop their investigation in 2019. Waters, which branch? Comer, the DOJ. That was under Trump.
Sounds pretty sick if what's been said about it's true. What are you hearing?
Well, I'm glad that the New Mexico authorities are going there and searching that property. I know that if no one searches the property, whenever this investigation is finally concluded, people are always going to have questions about whether or not there were deaths there, whether or not there were mysterious surgeries and things like that happening on the ranch. I don't know, but I do know this. The federal government asked New Mexico to stop their investigation, I believe, back in 2019 of that ranch. So there's just so many questions about how the government failed the victims and how government failed in trying to prosecute Epstein sooner. I mean, this whole thing doesn't make sense. Everyone has conspiracy theories on, you know, how Epstein was able to get away with it. Was it because he had, you know, powerful friends?
Yeah.
Was it because he was an agent? No, we don't know, but we're going to find out, and I'm glad that they're on the ground now in New Mexico searching that property.
Congressman, you said in 2019 the government told New Mexico authorities to stand down investigating the ranch. Do you know what branch of the government?
It was the Department of Justice, I believe, and I believe it was because they perhaps was the Southern District of New York, because they had taken over the investigation.
Okay, I hate when Republicans play coy about this and pretend like they're the ones who want transparency on Epstein. Donald Trump was pissing himself, shitting himself, and crying because he didn't want the Epstein files released. They only got released because Thomas Massey and Ro Khanna forced a discharge petition onto the House floor and forced it to pass through the House, which then forced the hand of the Senate and forced the hand of Donald Trump, and he reluctantly then released it while still calling it a Democratic hoax at the end of the day. So Trump was kicking and screaming the entire time. James Comer was obstructing the entire time, and even he's admitting right here that back in 2019, the DOJ stopped the investigation into Zorro Ranch and delayed it. I mean, it's getting investigated a decade too late, 2 decades too late. New Mexico's attorney general then had to sue the new Department of Justice under Trump, accusing it of blocking the state from investigating it. Just think about how crazy this is. The Department of Justice is stopping an investigation into Epstein's Zorro Ranch under Trump in 2019, which Comer admitted, and under Trump in 2026. We finally just got some dogs on the premises in early 2026 after a decade of stalling from Donald Trump. The lawsuit seeking judicial intervention to force the federal government to turn over materials to New Mexico's investigators was filed the same day that the state released a report saying those directly responsible for protecting New Mexicans relied on others to do their job. It's a sickening abdication of duty from the Department of Justice, from Pam Bondi, from Todd Blanche, presumably a directive coming from Donald Trump. And here's Troy Nels, a representative, trying to say the Epstein stuff is over.
Mr. Nels, real quick, do you think you'll sign on to the second Epstein?
You what?
Do you think you'll be signing on to the second Epstein files?
The Epstein stuff is over with. I think that, the DOJ, everybody's getting to the bottom of it. We need to focus on other things, and everybody wants to bring Epstein up, and the Democrats want to bring Epstein up. Some of the anti-Trumpers want to bring Epstein up because we're, 2 months away from a general election. So Epstein, we got other things to focus on.
Yeah, I mean, I would say the same thing if I were a Republican who didn't want to defend the fact that Donald Trump has literally been best friends with Jeffrey Epstein since the late 90s, maybe even early 90s, has been seen with Epstein at many parties, said Epstein was his best friend, wrote weird, lewd messages to him, and then used his power as the president to try to silence anybody who wanted the files released. I would say the same thing, Troy Nels. I would also say I don't want to focus on it. The reality is, the midterm elections are a referendum on Trump. They're elections on Trump covering up for pedophiles, the tariffs, the Iran war, all of his worst policies. And it doesn't look too good for the Republican Party, even when they're trying to host a midterm convention. Again, the website for the Republican convention in Dallas keeps redirecting to the DOJ's landing page for the Epstein files. Something funky is going on. They either got hacked or someone internally is rebelling. There's clearly something hilarious going on. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos on the Adam Mockler feed and you want us to keep applying pressure to this administration, drop a like, subscribe. Zorro Ranch needs to be talked about more in particular. It is disgusting that it has not been investigated fully and thoroughly and that Trump is continuing to push that back. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.